Welcome to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable, the podcast where business and industry connect. BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable, brought to you by BIC Media Solutions, the leader in branded marketing and advertainment for the energy and Christian marketplace.
This is Mark Peters with BIC Alliance, and this is our February 2020 BIC Magazine issue preview. With me to discuss this issue is Dylan Krieger, Managing Editor of BIC Magazine. How are you today?
Pretty good, Mark. Thanks for having me again, as always.
Glad for you able to make it. Well, Dylan, we're starting off 2020 with a lot of political uproar, and unfortunately, there's some relief on the trade front with recent USMCA trade deals and phase one on the Chinese deal. The impeachment trial that just ended, and the coronavirus over in China, all of which are usually would send oil prices up a bit anytime there's a bunch of concern, but now we're seeing them decrease a bit, and a lot of that is due to the shale revolution that we've had in this country. But this issue and this industry, the refining petrochemical industrial segment, is continuing to be strong, particularly in the Gulf Coast. This issue has some great information in it. And Dylan, I guess we'll go ahead and get started. If you could, who do we have on the front cover? Aegon Energy Services, correct?
Yes, that's correct. So, what they do with their front cover editorial is really walk us through a timeline of their history and their acquisitions that they've made over time, which have really positioned them as a leader in turnarounds and maintenance and safety services as well, particularly for the West Coast refining industry.
Great. Was there something that particularly interested you?
Well, I know they mentioned briefly their time track and delay track performance tools for turnarounds, which are proprietary and part of their maintenance excellence program that really sets them apart from the competition. And as you mentioned, we're also used to seeing that Gulf Coast focus a lot in the magazine, so it's nice to see this West Coast concentration for a change.
And is there, what other articles really caught your eye in preparing the issue?
Well, on page 9, we cover the Texas Oil and Gas Association's Lone Star Energy Forum, where the leadership of DCP Midstream, Marathon, and Chevron got together to discuss how Texas oil and gas prosperity is revolutionizing the world. They specifically talk about, and I found this really interesting, about how a number of them have spent time in the third world, either as children or earlier in their careers, and just how this experience has set them up to really appreciate the enhanced quality of life that the energy industry brings to people all over the world, but has brought to the first world for a long time, in a way that we often take for granted here in America. And another strong piece in early in the magazine on page 11, our plant manager profile, we feature Sharon Holgan of Dow, who's the production leader for their world scale TX9 ethane steam cracker at their Oyster Creek site in Texas. And that is currently going under undergoing an expansion, which will make it the largest ethylene plant in the world.
Yeah, that definitely is a pretty exciting project. What else did you see in this issue that surprised you?
Well, I know on page 37, I'll mention a feature on BP America Chairman and President Susan Dio. She talks about the dual energy challenge. I know we hear about this a lot nowadays, that double challenge of meeting increased energy demand while also lowering emissions. And it might have been surprising, a few years back to really hear the biggest names in oil and gas addressing environmentalists' concerns like this. But we're seeing this more and more, just the very top of the industry, the biggest players, really tackling those issues, whether it be plastic in the oceans or just lowering emissions, and really addressing that as one of their primary goals, along with meeting that increased demand.
Okay, how about safety issues?
Well, I know another feature of ours that we included this time from the Operational Excellence in Oil and Gas Summit, which was recently held in Houston. We have Mike Turner of Hess talking about how his company bases corporate staff bonuses on preventative maintenance of safety critical equipment. So this is just one of many ways we explore the idea of re-incentivizing safety and really making it part of a company culture rather than an afterthought that's sort of tacked on. So we have lots of good suggestions from company leadership of how to really instill that safety culture into your company.
Great. There were on the back cover, which is always has some very interesting editorial coverage inside, this International Cooling Tower, or ICT, and their article on page 18 discusses an expedited cooling tower rebuild that is a very interesting read. Some of the other articles that sort of got my eye is the article on overall construction activity on page 24, where Ken Simonson, the chief economist of the Associated General Contractors of America, AGC, forecasts that construction spending across the U.S. should continue to climb this year, but it's going to be pretty modest, not the type of increases we've seen going on for the last couple of years. But if you look at page 52, there's an article on the Gulf Coast that see over $300 billion in new investments. That's not all at once. And this is according to the Gulf Coast Energy Outlook forecast for 2020. It's one of my favorite type articles that Dylan and the other editors at BIC find and put into the magazine. It's got graphs, and it looks at construction, manufacturing expenditures in the Gulf of Mexico and in the PADD districts for U.S. refineries. One of the forecasts that they put, which is pretty interesting, is Louisiana and Texas will gain approximately 2,500 to 7,000 jobs in refining and chemical manufacturing by the end of 2020. So workforce development is going to continue to be a very strong concern within the industry, to say the least. Next article that sort of I thought was interesting was on page 57, where Mark Arimo, the Vice President of Global Business Development, Energy and Chemicals for IHS Markit, talks about one of the things that will be happening is integration between plastic waste and asset integration to fuel petrochemical conversations in the next couple of years, since plastic waste is becoming such a concern and problem throughout the industry. Next one is an issue, an article discussing New York's case against Exxon and how it failed by a lawyer, John King, with Brazil, Satches, and Wilson. It is a pretty good discussion about the problems and one of the issues. This was on climate change that the attorney generals of New York bought against Exxon, saying that they had misled investors, and Exxon presented a pretty strong defense showing that they had not misled investors at all. So that was what I thought was great. In addition to the continuing editorial that always is covered in the magazine, Shirley White's column is in this issue. She always talks about business manners, and I think this is a prime topic that newer people that are being promoted is a great thing for them to learn about. Earl Hurd, our CEO and founder, his letter from the publisher discussing the new decade and what some of the new projects that his allied BIC Media Solutions is doing. A new TV series is being developed, and Leisure Connection TV is continuing to be developed, and all of those are pretty interesting and are something that you'll be seeing on TV screens near you soon. And Dylan, I have to say I want to congratulate you once again on a great issue. And do you have any final words you would like to say?
Well, thank you so much, Mark. And I will just signal just a couple other features. I know I was excited to attend myself the Tech Next conference in Baton Rouge recently, so I do have a couple features from Shell and Exxon, mostly about cutting-edge technologies that they're employing, the kind of hackathon events where they put lots of tech people along with operations people together and watch great things happen. And then the Exxon feature on how they're using virtual reality to model projects before they happen. So those are a couple more exciting features that we have this issue.
Thank you, Dylan. I did want to mention to everyone, if you don't get a print copy of the magazine, you can go to our website, bicmagazine.com, and click on Current Issue, and this will take you to our digital edition, which is the complete February issue for you to read at your leisure. We have recently redesigned this to make it easier for you to get to that issue and make it easier for you to use this feature. Please visit that and let us know what you think. Thanks so much for listening. And Dylan, thanks for joining me, and I look forward to talking with you about the March issue in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Looking forward.
Thanks and goodbye.
Thank you for listening to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable. Log on to bicmagazine.com for industry news and updates. Industry Roundtable is brought to you by BIC Media Solutions, the leader in branded marketing and advertainment for the energy and Christian marketplace.
BIC Media Solutions, the leader in branded marketing, edutainment, and advertainment for the business, industrial, and faith-related marketplace, helping industry partners produce meaningful media in the form of books, films, TV, videos, promotional events, and speaking opportunities. Our goal is to help you creatively communicate your message, not only to a specific audience, but to the masses. Let BIC Media Solutions tell your story. Call 1-800-460-4242.